Hey everybody, Chad Wesley Smith here, bringing you a special little bonus interview of For the Jug Life. I'm joined, as always, by Magnificent Max Montana, and it will be a little bit different today in that I will be the interviewer and Max will be the interviewee. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. How you doing, Chad?
Good, good. So talking to Max today, because he's got a new book coming out this week, The Strength Development for Weightlifting, and just wanted to give you all, the listeners, the fans, the athletes and coaches, a better understanding of what this is, why Max has created it, and how it could help you. So let's just dive right into it with that first question. But yeah, Max, what made you want to create this book?
So what made me want to create this book is that when I started lifting, there was no great resources in terms of learning what the right path to take, learning a lot about how to actually balance program, how to create long-term training strategies, and then also how to really assess what I needed as a lifter. And because I didn't have those resources, I feel like personally I ended up in a position where I made a lot of mistakes. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I got fairly good at lifting, but I made a lot of mistakes, and I think I ultimately ended up in a lot of pitfalls, falling short of where I could have, putting too much emphasis on some things, too little on some things, and then outright just not being aware of some aspects of programming. So this book sort of serves as a way to set the stage for people that maybe are like self-coached or don't have a coach or a new coach looking to sort of get a good bearing on where to actually start with the principles of training, more so than just taking a system and copying it and applying it to people.
So on that note, as we look at what these principles and the key areas in strength development for weightlifting success, what do you see those being?
The key areas for developing strength in weightlifting are really a matter of and I kind of like this phrase. I'm stealing it from Mark Bell a little bit, but strength is never a weakness, but it isn't always the answer. And what we want to know is that at what times is it appropriate to really emphasize the development of strength? At what point in someone's career is it necessary to really start to develop and push strength? And then also, what areas they're weakest at need to be addressed? So we want to find balance in strength. It's not just a matter of having the biggest overhead press or the biggest back squat. It's a matter of how much back squatting do I need to do? How much overhead pressing do I need to do? And finding balance in those things. I think the biggest area that people overlook is that you always need to be getting stronger to be a better weightlifter. That's obvious. You need to lift bigger weights. But at some point, there has to be a structural balance between, at some point, the strengths you have, strength differences you have, the ratios you have between different strengths will affect your technique and will affect the way you perform the lifts. So we really want to have an ability to assess those and then correct them.
So as you look at the, maybe over the course of a lifter's career, I think that's, and whether it's powerlifting where I deal or weightlifting in your realm, lifters' needs change throughout the course of a career, and particularly for weightlifters as they get into this balance of strength and technique and the energy needed to develop both of those. How do you see the demands of strength training changing over the course of a lifter's career?
Well, as a lifter is brand new lifters and beginner lifters, really their focus for strength is primarily on two things, right? Developing some base of fitness, some GPP, preventing some injuries, and then really focusing on using strength as a way to augment the learning of technique. If you want to learn the clean and the snatch, if you want to learn a clean, for example, doing front squats and developing strength in that motor pattern is going to transfer well and help you learn that technique. As lifters become more and more advanced, strength work becomes, on one side, more important because you have to lift bigger weights, so you must get stronger. And on the other side, it becomes so fatiguing and so demanding that you can't simply just smash yourself to pieces with tons and tons of strength work and expect to also be able to improve at the more specific things like, you know, the classic lifts. So we have to understand where that balance is, when those shifts occur, and then how to deal with them, how to actually plan for a shifting from using strength to augment your lifting skill to focusing on strength to develop your results.
If you could look at the, you know, the total group of athletes that you coach now and you've coached over your career, I mean, you have hundreds of athletes that you coach currently through our Juggernaut online coaching. Is there an area where you see more lifters lacking in strength?
I would say that the two things that people end up lacking specifically would be definitely in upper body strength. I think that's an area where you see a lot of people either neglecting to develop the upper body, and it doesn't just mean like having a big bench press, but really the entirety of upper body strength, the ability to support weights overhead, the shoulders, the upper back. And then maybe the secondary is the development of balance between leg strength and back strength. It's really easy to develop a humongous squat or have a really, really strong back, but never really find the solution to balance those out. So those are the two areas I would say are probably the most common.
Yeah, I think, looking at our elite female lifters on Team Juggernaut, many of whom who have a CrossFit background, I think that's sort of a difference that I pick up on seeing girls who have always been weightlifters versus coming over from CrossFit into weightlifting, where the CrossFitters have better developed upper body strength from high volume pressing and handstand push-ups and all that kind of stuff they have to do. And where weightlifters as a whole, maybe the squat is given too much attention, and that kind of leads me into the next question. What are some common mistakes you see lifters making when looking to develop their strength with the goal of being a better weightlifter in mind?
I would say a couple common ones are, one, they don't apply training that is successful, in the sense that maybe it's haphazardly programmed. You might have someone doing squats, you know, that has no real intent. They're not moving from a minimum volume to overload stimulus to maximum volume. They're not. Their program is just kind of, we're squatting this day for the sake of squatting. You know, there's no progression. There's no overload. There's no intent. So it just eats up energy and doesn't really produce much result. The other area I see as a big mistake a lot of people make is an excessive amount of training devoted to squatting to the detriment of performance of lifts. So you have people that squat big weights or squat a lot or squat really frequently and end up in a position where, you know, their speed qualities might diminish. They start to become much worse at aspects of the lifts, especially the jerk. They might have huge leg strength or do tons of squats, but not really have proportional results in the lifts.
So this is an area where you may have some personal experience in this.
I do.
You've done a few squats in your day. So tell us a little bit about that experience and how you feel it may have negatively affected your lifting.
Yeah, so I squatted every single minute of my life for the first 13 years of weightlifting. we spent an enormous amount of time on squatting, and you know, it's kind of one of the situations where if the only tool you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. So every problem was solved by squatting more. Oh, you missed your snatches today? Do an extra squat workout. Your clean was good, but you missed 15 jerks in a row? Do some more squats. Ultimately, it leads to, you know, the more intense and the more aggressive you are with something in terms of training it, the faster it's going to solidify, the faster you're going to become, you know, the thing you're training. So I became a guy who was awesome at front squatting and pretty bad at most of the things I did. And you know, that was just a very that lends itself to a career that's very stifled and limited on the results you can make.
And your best front squat was 270 at 90?
600 pounds at probably about 95, 97 kilos. I don't even remember. I haven't been under 100 kilos for a long time. Too many desserts.
And can you talk a little bit too about the technical disruption that you think occurs with too much squat training?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that's probably not super obvious to people with the technical disruption squats cause doesn't just come from doing a bunch of squats and making your legs really strong and then, oh, my legs and back are not balanced, so I can't maintain position. I believe what happens is when you do too many squats, and you see this a lot, people lose the speed qualities in the second pull. So the speed with which they can transition from pulling the bar to making contact to exploding starts to that time increases. So you see people that have really big squats and a very, very slow or very long explosion phase. And this is a big problem because we know weightlifters need to be fast. So that's probably the biggest area you see is a sluggishness in their lifting, despite being very, very strong.
So for lifters and coaches out there, thinking about buying strength development for weightlifting, how is this book going to be useful to them?
So the book basically sets out a roadmap for them to establish a couple things. One is training objectives based on tangible things. So we have an audit section in the book in which you basically outline and break down your own lifting or an athlete's lifting, and make some assessments. We base some of these objectives on technical aspects of your lifts. We rely on the technical mastery concept and equation from the weightlifting technique triad to give us a goal or a guideline as to, hey, should we be spending more time now developing strength qualities, or should we be spending more time developing technical qualities? From there, the next steps are going to be basically assessing your minimum requirements for the amount of volume you should do on the strength exercises. How should you train them? And then assessing weak points. What areas are weakest, and where do we need to devote the most training volume we're doing in order to develop balance in our lifting and improve strength qualities evenly in accordance with what we want as a weightlifter?
All right, anything else you'd like to add?
I think that covers it.
All right, so that is Max Ada, author of Strength Development for Weightlifting, as well as the Weightlifting Technique Triad and head coach for Team Juggernaut Weightlifting, including athletes like two-time Pan Am team member and world team member Alyssa Ritchie, American record holder in the snatch forever at the
Oh, yeah.
75 kilo class, Kiana Welch. As well as a lot of other great lifters. And so go check out the book. It is available for pre-sale beginning on Tuesday, July 24th at store.jtsstrength.com. It'll be on pre-sale for 3 days at its most discounted price. And then beginning on Friday, July 27th, there'll be some special early bird pricing going through. Midnight on Sunday, July 29th, and then it'll be at its regular price. So check that book out. Strength Development for Weightlifting pairs really well with the Weightlifting Technique Triad, so you can, as a coach or athlete, begin taking a real systematic approach to your program design, giving athletes what they need based on their individual differences and unique proportions of more strength work, more technique work. Well selected, work either more for the legs, more for the back, more for the upper body, more for bar height, for trajectory, for time to fixation, and fit all these concepts together. So check that book out. That's Strength Development for Weightlifting, available for pre-sale on July 24th at store.jtsstrength.com. Strength Development for Weightlifting by Max Ada. All right, buddy. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.